You are listening to CORE, powered by and for the Holt family of companies. Let's dig in.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of CORE. Super excited to be digging into this episode. I have four fabulous guests with me today. We're just going to go around and do quick little introductions. So Quentin, let's start with you.
My name is Quentin. I'm a shop lead here at Holt, California. Been here for going on 6 years.
Awesome. Quentin, what are you currently working on in the shop?
I'm currently working on a C9 that we took out of a compactor, and the spec shop was a little busy, so now I'm repairing it in the spec shop.
All right. Alex, welcome to the show. Alex, will you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Hi, I'm Alex. I've been here for 5 years. I'm a lead in the main shop, and right now I'm rebuilding a main control valve for a 745 for some of our rebuilds.
All right, Tyler, welcome to the show. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hi, I'm Tyler. I'm the shop foreman. I've been here a little over 8 years now.
Amazing. Amazing. Tyler, so shop foreman, 8 years, you said?
Yes.
That's a lot of years at Holt.
It is.
And what did you do before becoming the shop foreman?
I was a shop lead for a little while. And before that, I did a stint in Product Link. I installed Product Link boxes and did service letters in the field for a little over 2 years. So, and before that, I was just a standard shop tech.
Awesome.
I enjoy working on Caterpillar machines, mostly just for how easy it is to get information to tear down a machine or assemble a machine or diagnose a machine. The schematics are a lot better than most machines I've dealt with. And the resources through parts and CAT are the best out there.
Yeah, manufacturer support is essential for sure. Okay, and then our fabulous judge today, Brian Warner, will you please introduce yourself?
Hi, my name is Brian, the technical services manager. I've been here for 27 years. I started off in used parts, tearing machines down for the used parts department, and then worked in new, used, and rental, then the customer side, and I was main shop supervisor, and then BCP shop supervisor, and then a technical communicator, and now I'm the technical services manager.
Okay, so what we have today is a super fun little game. I've hinted to it before. We are going to be doing a quiz bowl. So we have Quentin, Alex, and Tyler with us today who are going to be competing. Can't see it on the podcast, but each of them have a buzzer in front of them. So what's going to happen is we are going to ask a series of questions and one by one, and the first person to buzz in is going to be able to answer. If they get the answer incorrect, it will go to the next person who buzzed in. And I will keep a tally of our score and we will have a big winner at the end. Brian over here is going to be the judge of those answers. Some of these answers are easy one word answers. Some of them require a little bit of explanation. And then it's going to be a fantastic learning opportunity for the rest of us who may not be so in tune with the mechanical side of our business. So are we all ready to get this party started?
We'll see.
Yes.
So without further ado, we're going to get into our first question here. Question number one, does a hydraulic pump create pressure or flow? Okay, Tyler was our first to buzz in. Tyler, what is your answer?
A hydraulic pump creates flow.
Brian, is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Woo! Good job, Tyler. Next question. What is the first thing you should check after a low power complaint? Tyler again.
First thing you should check is air filter.
It's a good answer. A couple other things you could check would be boost, because that would tell you if you have a turbo problem or a fuel injector problem. And another thing to check on today's machines is if the machine is in eco mode.
Very true.
Is that like my car?
It is. It makes the tractor really slow and sluggish. Nobody likes it. Everybody likes the machine to be in plus horsepower mode.
Okay, next question. Name the four cycles of a four-stroke internal combustion engine. All right, Quentin, what is your answer?
Intake, compression, power, exhaust.
Brian, is that correct?
Yes. Yes, that is correct.
Woohoo! One for Quentin.
Be the only
Okay.
one I get today.
All right, next question. How many cells in a 12-volt battery?
Oh,
Quentin again?
six.
That is correct.
All right.
My
My ball
best
game.
friend.
Okay, next question. Which weighs more, a pound of oil or a pound of fuel?
They would weigh the same.
Thank you, Tyler. You got our trick question correct. Are you guys stressed?
Yeah, a little nervous.
Name three unique components to a CAL FIRE dozer.
Three unique components for a CAL FIRE dozer. One, obviously, the lights. Two, the winch. And three would be the water spray system.
That is correct. They also have silicone hose and wire wrap, along with extended track frames.
Okay, so we're going to take a really quick pause. Has anybody here worked on a CAL FIRE dozer before? Everybody
I think
has.
we have.
Super cool. Okay, so this is a really cool customer of ours. We support CAL FIRE in their firefighting efforts by souping up our dozers. So, can you tell me a little bit more about that partnership with CAL FIRE and what your experience has been working on those dozers? Tyler, we'll start with you.
Usually it's an emergency job. I've worked on some of their tractors on their trucks as they pulled through the yard. I've had them back into the bay and remove a fan hub with Brian Warner and getting the job done so they can go out on fire that day. And before I was a lead or a foreman in the shop, I was a part of the CAL FIRE builds back in 2019 with the NJNs. Those were pretty involved. We did the roller frame extensions in-house and did all the fire wrap on the hoses and harnesses in-house as well.
That's awesome. And we are in the heart of fire season. So
Yes.
good to know you guys are all well equipped. Alex, what's your experience been?
Piggyback off of Tyler. Usually every job is an emergency. It has to be done pretty quick. It's pretty cool. You get to make a lot of cool friendships with some of the operators. You get to know them pretty well, especially the ones in our territory. And then yeah, I've also done some crazy things, break track and pull roller frames apart and put them back together for the same day, fire season. So yep.
That's awesome. Q, what's your experience?
My experience with CAL FIRE is not as much of a rush job. I actually used to be a lead on CAL FIRE machines on our newer D5 models. And it's all about quality control, really creating a good product for the customer. We know they're out there in the middle of the fires. We don't want them to have a problem, especially something that we did. So we do a lot of electrical. We dig into their machines quite a bit, and really just making sure that we send them out a good product. And we watch the news and stuff like that, and you get to see them out there fighting the fire. There's a certain feeling of pride that you get, saying that me and my coworkers in the shop put that thing together, and we show the kids and the family, hey, we got to work on that machine right there. And it pretty much goes for all Cat equipment, anytime we see Cat equipment like that. But yeah, just making a really good product and just making sure it's safe for them, and turning out something that they're actually going to use and not send back to us and say, hey, you guys got to fix this. So just pretty much that's my experience with CAL FIRE.
That's super awesome. And being in this territory too is probably really cool to be able to see the fires right around us and see our equipment on them. And like you said, Alex, you're even getting to know some of the operators. That's epic. Okay, are we ready for the next question? Buzzer ready. Here we go. What is the best way to move dirt from point A to point B?
Scraper.
That is correct.
A scraper. Okay, so that seems like kind of an opinion-based question. Would you say that would you say there's another answer, or is that pretty standard?
You're moving a large amount of dirt, the scraper is the way to go because it loads, fills, transports, and unloads all with one machine.
Right.
Dozer can push whatever the blade can carry.
Alex, is that what you would have said as well?
Was going to say a scraper or a haul truck.
It depends on how you interpret the question, for sure. Next question. What is standby pressure? My
The pressure that the pump needs to stay at like minimum angle, so it's not making any flow, but it's there ready for a function to be moved.
So you're looking at me like I'm going to have the answer, and I don't even know what you're talking about.
That is correct. It's the minimum resting pressure pump maintains when the system is idling, so it's ready to go when there's a command given.
Beautiful, beautiful. Brian coming in here with the academic language. Okay, next up. What is the largest haul truck Caterpillar makes?
Starts with a seven.
Yeah.
As they all do.
The 799.
That is incorrect.
Oh, who's next?
Alex.
Alex?
It's a 793.
That was incorrect as well. Let's move on
It's a
to
797.
correct.
All right.
Only
See,
know
I knew
because I only know because I
797,
get the two
but
nine
I
nine all
didn't know if there was like a
the
799.
We're gonna work on it here.
Yeah, so yeah, I see it in other mining other countries like Chile and Chile are, doing mining. A lot of other countries who do like mass production of mining.
Australia.
Australia, yeah, I see it because obviously I have an Instagram and stuff like that. So I see other people from different countries working on those types of big machines, but we don't see that in our territory. We only get to see, I think the
Triple
biggest in our
sevens.
territory, 777 or
Yeah.
790. Yeah, 777s in our territory.
Got it, got it. That makes sense. And look at that. Now your platform is helping you win a quiz bowl. Actually, let's get a score recap here. Quentin and Tyler are tied at four, and Alex is on the leaderboard with one. Next question. What are the three C's of a service report?
I got two of the three, so the third one might be a guess. Cause, complaint, and complete.
Incorrect. Let's go to Q.
Ooh.
It was a draw on the buzzer, so
I know it.
You.
Cause, complaint, and correction.
That is correct.
All right. Another one.
Haven't done one of those in a
You
while.
guys have never done one of those, and that's what my guess would have been. Okay. Next question. Does coolant flow top to bottom or bottom to top in a radiator?
Top to bottom. That
Top to bottom.
is correct.
Great,
Do
great.
some machines flow from the bottom to top? It's always from top to bottom.
The coolant leaves the engine and goes into the top tank and then flows through the radiator core down to the lower tank where it returns to the engine.
Okay, next question. Are we ready?
Maybe.
Not anymore. I could have
Yes.
sworn not that long ago
I started out
I
strong
was
and
checking
then now I'm
a haul
like,
truck and I
hey,
was
easy
the
to
bottom.
remember because Cal Fire. Like, how many times have Cal Fire, like, oh, that's not cooling? And then you go out there and you're like, top, bottom.
I know. I feel like when I was doing
I
my
spent months
inspections
doing
not that
that.
long ago, I was
Yeah.
putting my temp gun
And
and I was
then even the
hotter
pressure delta you measure from yeah,
down the
that's like
radiator. Like, how
a
much cooler is
breaker.
it bottom than
Yeah.
top?
Alex is coming up,
I don't
dude.
know.
Alex
Yeah.
is coming up.
Let's
Okay,
move it up.
should we get a
We should
score
move on.
recap? Score recap. Quentin is leading with five, Tyler in second with four, and Alex is bringing it up with three. Alex is on fire though currently, so we'll see what happens in these next few questions.
Down.
Next question. Name three types of hydraulic pumps.
Piston, vane, and gear.
That is correct.
Oh shit.
Do you have any more to share with us, Brian?
There is also a garrotor pump.
Have you
Very.
ever worked on a garrotor pump?
They're not common.
No, but I've seen them before.
Okay, so now we're gonna pry a little more. Can you tell me what each of these hydraulic pumps does or what its use case would be?
Feel like they're. I know the difference between what they look like and how they operate, but I don't know why one machine uses one over the other.
Brian, do you know the answer to that?
Normally, piston pumps are used in like a very high flow, high pressure application. Vane pumps are usually lower pressure, kind of a medium flow. Gear pumps can create a lot of pressure, but the flow is on the lower side.
matters is that you can recognize them and that you can fix them. So there you go. And then you have Brian and your team of TCs to be able to help you out with that. Okay. Next question. Oh, let me mark one down for you, Alex. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, we're tied now. Yep. This
Uh-oh.
can't be
Catching
left.
up.
All right. Two more questions left, folks. This is make it or break it. What is the correct DEF concentration reading?
32.8% water.
Very close.
Quentin?
30%.
Little further away. Tyler?
32.7.
It is 32.5.
Yep.
Oh, all right. Who was the closest?
What did you say, Alex? 32 point.
Eight.
And you said 32.7?
Yeah,
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I
I would
thought.
have to look into the refractive meter, but
Yeah.
that's
Yeah.
fine.
If you looked in it so many times, you'd remember where the little line was.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, usually we see it and it's brown and milky, and
Yeah.
we're like, oh, yeah, it's bad.
Yes. So Tyler had the closest answer.
This is going to be the determining question, folks. What weight is the factory fill oil in Cat machine engines?
Alex.
1540?
That is incorrect. Yeah.
I think.
Q.
1030.
That is correct.
Yeah.
And
They always come with the sign that says 1030.
That was the determining question of final rankings. Quentin is in first place with 6 points. Tyler is in second with five. And Alex came in third with 4 points. Congratulations, everyone. Honestly, good to know that we all have competent technicians on our team. I'm sure that our customers are very pleased about that as well. And woohoo, yes. And to the rest of you, I thank you so much for joining us today on the first ever Core Quiz Bowl.
Just want to say that it's not important to know the answer off the top of your head all the time, but knowing where to find the information is the key to getting things fixed.
And for us, what does that mean?
Using the resources Caterpillar provides, the service information system, and all the other CAT websites, and if that fails, then you have the technical communicator team to fall back on.
I just like to say that these two guys next to me right here, we're all one team and we're just making a good product for the customer. And it really doesn't matter. I got lucky a couple times on this quiz, but I really count on my other lead and my foreman every day. And this job's not easy. There's so much to know. We really have to be good at so many different things. We're doing electrical every single day. We're doing after treatment systems every day. We're doing plumbing with plumbing and hoses every day. We do AC every day. We do, working on, physically working on undercarriage. And there's just so much to know and so much to learn that just a couple of questions could never really, scratch the surface. So that's really all I got to say. And if you're ever wondering what we do here in the shop, come on out and come ask us what we're doing, and we'll be certainly happy to show any of the office people or any of the parts people or anybody else what we do here.
Epic. Okay. And I think that one of the things that we've learned from the four individuals in this room is that there's a lot of opportunity at Holt California, Holt Ag Solutions, to grow as an individual. Quentin talked about all the different trades that you
Trades.
touch every single day. That's insane what you guys are able to accomplish. And keeping our customers safe with the CAL FIRE dozers that we talked about, keeping everybody moving so everybody's happy. I really appreciate you guys coming on today, and I just want to remind everybody to keep building, keep growing, and keep listening to Core, and we will talk to you next time.